Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The church is both local and global. This was brought home to me as I visited Folk and the police in Suffolk as pastor and chaplain, and in the same week attending a meeting of Christian churches in England, the Churches Together in England's enabling group, and also the pre-assembly of the European Lutheran Churches of the Lutheran World Federation in Oxford as ELC chairman, or bishop to everyone. The former I attended as a member, and the latter as a guest. Conversations can go from grandchildren to the pressures of more and more crimes being reported in a shift through to poverty and other national and international issues. Each person wants to live well, safe, warm, fed, sheltered, in peace. And each society hopes for the same. And it has always been so, that the individual and the community are linked. The question has also always been, to which community or communities is the individual linked? This is another dimension of the local and global when thinking family or village or occupation or country or class or religion. Where do we draw the boundaries? To whom are we responsible? There are no easy answers. Resources aren't infinite. We know pragmatics. We suffer from self-service. We can see this in families where there is a rebellious member of the family, through to politics and society where those in power never want to cede their power and privilege to others who are not their community. Christians have always wrestled with living in the world when they are no longer of the world. The tension is between being separate from the world as much as possible, to controlling the world as much as possible. And we can see such a pendulum in church and world history. How do we serve the world? By getting involved in the relationships and stations in society in which we find ourselves, or where we have sought to be through education and career. There are few professions Christians could not be. There are few stations in society in which one couldn't be a Christian. But navigating how to follow Jesus in retail, politics, medicine or medical technology, the armed forces, welfare, economics, and so on, means knowing accurately and honestly the goal and limits of where you are, which community is being served, as well as knowing as best you can what Jesus wants you to do. The local, the individual, then considers personal behaviour. Hopefully one can work faithfully to Jesus and well under the relevant worldly authority. Where conscientious objection is recognised, at least there is a framework for dissent and consequences. Where it isn't, then you only have punishment and increasing fights over whose rights win. The global, the church, often considers everyone's behaviour, laws, social mores and structures, and advocates for what it believes is best for congregational members and for the world. Often there is no agreement among churches about how to live globally. I think few churches would support the position of the Moscow Patriarchate. Churches can be tempted to enjoy social and political respectability, or have such a desire to be needed and so help society, but in helping may perpetuate poor worldly governance. The church struggles between practical helping and being prophetic. Yet what the church must never forget is how and why she exists, and that takes us to Jesus. In all the living, discussions, and behaviour, locally and globally, the church must keep foundational in word and deed, and if she doesn't do it, the world won't, speaking and living the reality of sin and grace. Our sin from conception to death, and God's grace as culminating in and flowing from Jesus. God loves the world. That's a mighty big community. Somehow Christians need to keep God's perspective in mind always in how they live, locally and globally. Yes, it isn't easy. But this truth, this big gospel, can and does bring life to this world, locally and globally, always. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, Heavenly Father, since you sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon himself and to suffer death upon the cross, mercifully grant that we may patiently follow the example of his great humility, live in service to others, and share in his resurrection through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.